The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, so last time you guys kicked the shit out of a bunch of myconids.
Yeah, fuck fungus.
Yeah.
Guys.
As Philo falls, just like your wild shape, he comes back to his normal self, and he's still got some hit points. He's still alive, but he is beaten down.
I stab him.
Like, we're out of combat. He is beaten. He is on the ground.
I stab him several times then.
Coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
Now, Ertlan.
Yeah.
You know from everything that you've heard about this, the mother's gift and everything like that, that Kira's told you and that Malveus told you. You're pretty sure you could cure him.
I could.
You could.
Is that with a greater restoration?
It would be.
What about his brother, Lester?
He's not invited.
He's a molester, and so he's locked up right now.
I mean, he would take a Lester restoration, but I don't think it would do much for him.
He's hiding in the bush. He's hiding with the bushes with Russell.
Is that Philo or Ertlan?
Either.
I'll spend this
sand.
Okay.
I've got it to spend.
You can clearly see he's alive. Is anybody going to take him out before he gets the chance to heal him?
I can cure his crazy.
The sword, like, is coming down right on his head.
I'm going to stick my shell in the way.
I mean, you guys get to interact with this. I'm not going to lead you by the nose through this. If you want to do something other than what I'm suggesting, that's fine.
No, we'll allow your character to live for now, Jeff.
Okay.
Burn the slot. Yeah.
You burn the slot, you cast the spell, and it's like there's chunks of him that fall off, like rotted fungus. And he looks more like a normal.
Does his mouth go away?
It doesn't go away. It's kind of there now. But it's almost like he doesn't know what to do with it.
Just drooling out of it?
I mean, he is making noise out of it, but he doesn't... It's not how he knows how to communicate.
Philo? Can you hear me, Philo?
He'll nod.
Philo, can you hear me?
Can you talk like you were before, or do you need to poof so we can communicate?
He needs to poof.
They have a spot for that over there.
We collect it. But yeah, he'll poof. I gotta get words together.
It's a good thing your protagonist doesn't talk here.
I know, right? You've communicated with Mike and it's a lot. Kira has communicated with Mike and it's a lot. The whole speech thing doesn't make sense to him. He's reeling from what he realizes has been going on. He's been under this for more than a year or so. He remembers what happened, but he's still kind of shocked that he was the one perpetrating all this. I mean, he's
sort of an out of body experience.
Yeah, it's like he was in the back seat watching. It was still him, but it was more the...
What's the name of your sword? What's the name of it again?
Dawnbringer?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he was Dawnbringer and what's her name was like moving him.
Yes.
Got ya.
Yeah. It was Zuktamoy's influence that was puppeting him. And the real Philo was still in there, but...
Yeah, it's like being a sentient weapon.
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha.
Who's that Pokemon?
What's Zuckdemoy doing? Obviously, you're what were they called? You called them, it starts with a C.
Congregants.
Like, what's, why? Obviously, she wants to marry Armicus, but what does that do for her?
She's planning some kind of ritual. It's going to, the same way that she had me in her sway, it's to take control of the whole of Armicus and make the whole region kind of like her level of the abyss.
Oh.
It's to give her a domain on the material plane.
That'd be bad.
It would be bad. It'd be bad for everybody, not just you guys.
So then we just burn this Armicus.
My man.
I don't know that you need to burn Armicus. You may be able to get Armicus to help you.
Seems the easiest solution, yeah.
But I mean, it's been a really long time since I've actually been a part of the communication between my people, but the connection is still there. I at the same time I can still sense Zuckdemoy and what she's doing, and I can also sense Pisidia. I mean, we
Pisidia.
What would you be able to do or help us do to prevent her from taking over Armicus?
I think that I could still use that portal. I think I could get you to Pisidia instead of Zuckdemoy. They're in close proximity to each other. But I think I could get you to Pisidia.
But do we have a plan exactly? Like, we're talking about encountering a demon lord, right?
Correct. Okay. What was your vision that you got of Zuckdemoy? I don't remember exactly.
I think it was just traveling to Armicus.
Yeah. Was there anything else that was going on there?
Zuckdemoy is traveling to Armicus with Jublex in tow.
Yeah, that's
Is that what you were trying to get?
I wasn't sure if I had actually told you that.
Yeah,
but
Jublex is the Jublex, vision. Basically, is like Jublex is traveling along Armicus's like trail.
Don't we still have a friend Slime somewhere?
He was
somewhere. Yes.
No, actually, you guys killed him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You guys killed Gabagool.
I don't think you killed him. I think you just left him.
Nope. You left him, and then he turned up in Blingdenstone.
And was all fucking crazy.
Oh.
And then we killed him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You just see Kira having this back and forth with herself.
No, we didn't kill the ewes. Yes, we did.
Like, but she's doing voices. And you see her, like, talking to her weapons as she does so.
And then the weapon talks back, and then Kira comes in with a Uper accent. And
I've got another fifth level spell I can burn. I'm going to cast greater restoration on Kira.
It has no effect.
Except for getting rid of some of the madness.
No, this is just part of being a group for this long and being the only remaining surviving character.
I know what you're doing, but I hadn't cast it when I knew that you had points of madness before.
He just looks at his hands like, what did I...
Remember that whole thing. Optimization thing we talked about? I'm going to hold on to these these fifth level spells before we go into the fight.
So like, is there a plan here about what we could do her? And potentially Jublix.
I mean, I'm reaching out and trying to contact Pisidia, but she's not responding. She knows what I was, and she's not letting me in.
Tell her you're with Kira. Can you, like, message at her? Like, I'm trying to understand the long-range function of...
Make sure you say, hey, bro, first.
Yeah. Jeff's making up the long-range shit.
Gotcha.
So...
Jeff says it doesn't work that way, so we have to utilize the portal. Well, why don't you plant a tree?
I can't.
You can't?
Oh, no, you're right. I did. I did bring Zarkwood with me.
I mean, there's plenty of Zerkwood here.
Yeah, I would use one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that way when we step through the portal and it all ghost hits up, we can just bounce back.
I mean, I could just use the portal.
You can't use the portal.
Why?
You can use one of the trees that makes up the portal, yes.
Yeah, I could use what like, for my thing.
Right now, you don't have a way to use the portal to get where you're going.
Correct, but I could but use the portal to set up my own here. Way to get yes. back. 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I could use the... We could use the portal to go back to fucking Wizard McTowerface.
It's in his notes. It's got to be right.
Yeah. Starts with a V.
Good old...
Vizarin.
Very good.
Good old yep. Vizardy McTower.
Vizard the Wizard.
It was the V Wizard and his McTower where you can get Big Macs.
I think Vizard the Wizard now needs to be a character for sure.
We'll get there.
He's friends with Stinkle. Yeah. Do you guys want to continue on to the labyrinth or do you want to go deal with this?
I mean, the urgency seems to be with stopping.
When are the nuptials happening?
I'm sure you've got time.
Yep. This is only the second time Jeff has said, you really might want to stop this. And like all good people, I'm going to put it off and put it off until it becomes a real problem.
Yeah. What do you think, Lucas?
I'm just hoping we have at least 4 hours to spare because I have... just over half my hit points and some spell slots I'd like to get back. And then I'm good to go.
Don't face check the big bad. It's not your job assignment.
I don't remember what I got hit with last time, but
the
I
big
lost.
Bastard the big fucking
was that what it was?
The yeah. thing that grew out of it and instead right. of moving away, you stood next to him and cast a spell.
Oh man, you were really lucky that it's not third ed. Casting on the defensive combat casting.
Yep.
I mean, we could ask how much time do we have, Philo?
I know she's getting close.
Close as in like couple days. Close as in hey, we got 30 minutes. Close as in
as
you
in,
guys live for hundreds of years, and maybe we're well, talking like, about
were no, as in any... as in she has reached the edges of Aramaicus, and she has to reach the center.
Like, were these the last group of congregants you were supposed to bring?
This is all I had left. Yes.
So, task was like 98% complete.
It's a pity. You could have saved them like you did me.
Well, you shouldn't attack us.
I mean,
you took Felwyn.
Somebody did burn an eight, so.
I think it was me, though. Did you do that?
That was you
yeah.
first.
No,
first
it was me.
Yeah. I was like, there's a lot of things on this board. Let's just set them on fire.
Okay, so did these Myconids kill Felwyn?
Yeah.
They did. Okay.
Because yeah. we basically got there and. Like
I know that they had reanimated his body.
Yeah. Like, but, essentially, we were on our way to Neverlight Grove.
Is
we
he got his dicks, too?
Felwyn?
Whoever, there was somebody that was reanimated that you knew that was walking towards the portal.
Oh, yes. He is a pile of ash now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. His body, the mind that was in that is in my ring, that was him. And we basically, a fight started at the gates, and Felwyn told me to run mm-hmm. and gave me his ring.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 100% what happened.
And now, at the beginning of this fight, your friend just wings a fireball in there,
yep.
and you hear this voice in the ring just scream as he watches his body be destroyed.
It burns!
No, you can't retcon that because
it burns.
Because I asked my ring what he thought about his body. And you said that
he
would be okay with it.
He's
being
okay
animated.
With that. He was not okay watching it being hit by a fireball.
That's true.
Shit happens, bro.
Yeah. No, the whole point was like we were coming here to he was coming here to help me study.
But yeah, your druid mentor would have totally been fine with the Myconids reusing his body. That
yeah.
It's,
if they
it's
hadn't
called recycling.
If
man.
They hadn't killed him for the body.
Right.
Yeah.
He's less okay with the killing part, but yes.
Yeah. Natural order of things, sure.
I like your style.
Do what I can.
So what do you think? We go into Aramaicus or we go into the labyrinth?
Either way, we've got two demon lords potentially fight to come up against, so it's six one half dozen the other.
Well, so we have some... We
better
have
the enemy we know?
We have some scouts that we've got with us, I think. Do we send one back and let the wizard know and then fuck off and leave the rest of the party here and then fuck off and try and save the day there and then come back here?
We would have to go get them because we had them circumnavigate the city.
Yes.
Yep. Well, yeah. But Wizardy Vizard Mc... whatever Lucas's character name is still new.
Vizard McTower.
Right.
We'll just go with that.
Okay.
It's Jaren.
Vizard the Wizard.
Anyway, he needs sleep or whatever because he's a punk bitch. So,
yeah, I mean, everybody could always take a little time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
I mean, I'm not that down on health, but I could use the spell slots back.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would assume that we would rest and get in contact with the convoy.
How are you guys getting in contact with the convoy?
I haven't decided yet. Lucas, what kind of sending spells do
Carrier
you
have? Pigeons.
I think I only have message prepared.
That would do, would it not?
No.
No, it's that's message within range. Sight. It's 120 feet.
Okay.
I actually don't even know if I
do clerics have any sending. Specific spells?
Clerics have sending, I believe.
I think they do.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't even take sending, man. I think it's because I knew you had it. There are a couple of things I didn't take, like banish, since I knew you had them.
What level is sending?
Second, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Clerics do not have sending.
Interesting. What about druids?
Druids?
I don't know. I'm getting ready to look. Sending's third level, and clerics do have it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Bard, cleric, and wizard. Sorcerers don't have it.
They don't believe in it.
They're just waiting for cell phones.
Could also cast Animal Messenger.
Could. So either way, you guys can rest. You can get in contact with your people. Have them come back here. Keep an eye on Philo. Everything like that.
Yeah. Hey, Philo, what's up in the tower?
It's abandoned.
Anything of use up in there?
No, not really.
What do you mean by not really?
No. As far as Jeff remembers, there was nothing of use in the tower.
Gotcha.
It was just where you first encountered Zuktamoy.
If you went to the tower in the first half of the game?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So, you're wanting to shit your pants?
That
or
was not me.
Maybe.
I know it wasn't you. You were wanting to send a scout back to Lizard the Wizard?
Unless some motherfucker has sending.
I do.
You may want to let him know what we're doing.
Hey, bro. Bro.
That's four.
I know.
He's like, oh, God damn it.
How many, is it 26?
25.
25. 25 total? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I need to rest, too. Jeff must have hit me hard in the latter parts of that fight. I'm way down.
Zuktamoy almost to Aramicus. We have a portal to help stop going there instead of Labyrinth. Send message if we survive. 21.
Okay.
I was hoping you're going to say, I was hoping the message was going to be send titty pictures.
I take back two bros. Send nudes.
Send nudes, please. We may die.
Okay. Whatever you guys need to do for rest, get it out of the way.
Just need full hit points.
Heal.
Now is that time that you were talking about where you sit and discuss tactics and which spells to prepare. And
well, so are we just dropping right into the shit then? Like center mass, speak now or forever hold your peace. We're just kicking in the door like crashers. Is that what's happening?
No, he said that this could... He could also take us to Basidia instead,
right.
Basidia, which is nearby.
Basidia is closing in on
we must go raise an army of Myconids to fight the other Myconids.
I'm pretty sure she's already done that.
Yeah. We basically just need to let her know that we're with Philo as opposed to...
Let's do it.
You good, Lucas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He is a good wizard studying his spells.
I'm dropping locate creature for another damage spell.
Okay. The next day, you guys get up, have a meal, prep your spells, everything like that, and Philo starts... I mean, he's not chanting.
He's dialing in the chevrons?
Kind of, yeah. In a druid-y way, yeah. And...
Is he dancing like a Moogle?
Like a what?
A Moogle.
What the fuck is a Moogle?
It's from Final Fantasy.
Oh.
It kind of has a mushroom look to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, yes.
they just sit.
and
good
before,
thing there's video with this audio-only podcast.
Right? Before you know it, the space in between the trees that I printed out, it opens up and you see cavern on the other side that doesn't match what you see in here.
I study one of the trees.
Yep. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
The way is open.
Let's go.
I'll go first.
Yeah,
with
sure.
Philo in tow.
No, Philo's staying here.
Oh. Why is he staying here?
So that he can bring you back.
Because it's a tarp.
He doesn't need to bring us back, though.
Okay. You want him to go with?
I mean, he'd be the only person here otherwise, right?
Except for the guys that you called to come and keep an eye on him.
I mean, it doesn't
matter to me either way. You want him to go with you? That's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured there needed to be some sort of reconciliation between him and Basidia.
Okay.
If not, they'll cut him down and meh.
He does his thing, the portal opens, and he is ushering you through.
I'll go in front, because we do need him. Nah, maybe. Because you said he still feels Zygtamoy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're going in first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. You come through this portal and it opens up into a cavern. Never Light Grove has more fungus in one place than you've ever seen. The cavern that you walk into, it's like a whole other world. Everything is fungus. All different kinds, more kinds that you've never seen or heard of. And it's growing everywhere. And like this cavern connects to another, and you see it just it keeps going, and there's no real end to it. It's like you're walking through a massive forest, and you know that you're in the middle of what should be Aramicus.
How bad does it smell in here?
Does it smell worse than me? I mean, I'm covered in fungus.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But fungus is not a great smell.
Right. There's definitely an earthy scent, but it's not like there's piles of shit everywhere or anything like that.
Kira shoots a pointed look at Trogdor. Just kind of makes hand wavy, warming her hands, gestures towards him.
I'm leading the way.
Which way?
Yeah, wherever Philo's going.
I assume if we were going to burn this down, we do not want to do it while we are in it. Would you burn the forest down while standing in the forest?
If that was the most effective place to start the fire,
I would rage first.
you looked at the maps in Viserion's tower and things like that. You saw how big Aramicus is.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way you could burn down Aramicus.
You're just not trying hard enough, Jeff.
Your imagination is small.
And compared to Aramicus, so is your fireball.
What was the quote on that old magic card? Fire is simple, everything burns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do we visibly see Myconids, or is this, will we come out somewhere near?
You can hear commotion in the distance.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
It's off to work we go. Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
Everybody's through. Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody else is talking. I want to make sure what everybody's doing.
Rules lawyer. I didn't walk through the gate.
Right? Philo comes through and the gate closes behind him. You hear commotion off in the distance. Make a perception check. Let's see what you can figure out about the commotion before you get there.
Speaking of.
Yes.
So that robe of eyes that I have. A gives me advantage on perception checks, but I can also see invisible things in people.
Okay.
21.
Is it perception checks that deal with sight or perception checks?
You have advantage on wisdom perception checks that rely on sight.
Mm-hmm. So if he's asking about sound, you don't get.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's not great.
11. 21.
21.
14.
21, it...
Blackjack.
It sounds like a march.
Can I tell the direction?
The Modrons!
More fleshy, less mechanical. Generally away from you.
So not a general, not an actual direction. Just
you just teleported like a quarter of the way around the world. You don't know which way's north. You're underground.
Why not? It's a rival check. I don't know. Which side is the fungus growing?
He's saying
on?
It sounds like it. I'm assuming he was saying it sounds like it's marching away from you.
Oh, I thought you said it was away from us.
No, I mean
that it was moving away.
They're not marching towards you. They're marching past you.
I thought you just meant it was a ways away from us.
Yeah.
Nope. You can see another cavern off in that in that direction where something would be marching to. Come on.
From this angle, it looks like you got a lot of moisture around your eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
I point this thing out.
Okay. You guys heading that way? You avoiding it?
No, I mean, what? I would start walking that direction, say, Philo, is this the direction that Basidia's in?
It should be, yes.
Sounds like we got an army marching over there. Yeah, light that thing up. Let's head that way.
For future reference, the Myconids really don't like that. Myconids that spend an hour in direct sunlight die.
Well, it gives me negotiations.
Aren't you friends with Basidia?
I don't know. I was also friends with Philo at one point. He tried to murder me with a bunch of his friends.
But that was before you knew he was all, like, fucked up.
Well, let's
see. Didn't you leave and help Basidia and that group leave? The crazy ones?
Yes, they did.
I was like, what are you doing? They could be allies.
Could be.
Well, let's go find out and not make them enemies before we know if we could make them allies.
Yeah. Sounds counterintuitive to the way we've done everything else, but all right, we'll give it a try.
You guys move forward.
Didn't talk much before, like, two sessions ago. Sorry.
It's okay. You guys move forward towards the sound in the distance, and you emerge through a curtain of overgrowth, and you see a walkway wide enough for about 10 people across, and you see hundreds of Myconids marching. You see one that stands above the rest, and Kira recognizes Basidia. I have something for this.
You got a secret thaumaturgy cantrip?
I had something like it, but I don't anymore.
You had a battle shout type thing, didn't you?
Or I had it on the wizard, one of the two. I might have had it on the wizard. I don't see it on my sheet. I bought a really cool magic item once upon a time that would work perfectly for this, but I don't have it anymore, or it was a different character. So Horn of...
I remember Kira's character giving like some kind of rousing speech at one point in time.
No, there's a horn.
Oh, no. We had a rod of leadership or something like that. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I had a horn where, like, you could signal certain people.
So
you could
blow
it, and it would only one person would hear it.
Mm. Nope, that was Kellen.
Anyway, carry on. March towards the head of the... Are they like, rank and file heading somewhere?
It's not like rank and file. But they are moving with purpose.
Are they? What direction are they heading in relative space to which way we're coming into this cavern?
Like, they're marching across this way, and you're coming in.
We've come to the train stop.
Yeah, kind of.
So if we wait long enough, the leadership will pass.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll wait and say, "Ho there, neighbor."
Morning. Morning. Good morning.
How are you morning. Now?
How you doing? Morning.
So you call out to Basidia.
Like Mushroom Cap. Good morning. Yeah.
Okay. She will... She sees Kira. She doesn't know anybody else. And she sees Philo. And several of the Myconids that are around her turn with spears and things like that. And
what's up?
They're not getting anywhere near Philo.
I can't remember. Do my kids actually understand anything audible or only telepathic?
No, they can hear.
Okay.
They just can't speak.
I'll just yell out, "I've healed him."
Okay.
He's seen the light.
They're still very leery. They don't know you.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping just me standing next to her would give me some kind of like, I just don't want them rushing us, essentially.
Basidia turns directly to Kira.
I'll walk over.
Okay.
Their spears don't scare the shit out of me at all.
Yeah.
Like,
they're toothpicks.
Yeah.
I just holster.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, Kira is like, Kira went full dwarf. She's got like the red mohawk and,
oh yeah, 100%.
Shit like that now.
Yeah, no.
It looks like you've gone through some shit.
Oh, yeah,
since
no,
you left Neverlight Grove.
1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%, you know, Mad Max Master Blaster, like, give zero fucks, but I will walk over to her.
And she will poof. And she will confirm that everything's cool.
I mean, ish.
But ish. Yeah,
as best we can.
Lost my whole party. That's okay, though.
Yeah. So
I would just sit on the sideline of that conversation, waiting until I'm needed, if needed.
So it sounds like you're going to go to war here.
I mean, that's the plan, yes.
Looks like you could use another spearwoman.
Actually,
really, you're only spearwoman, but...
Actually, we could use, like, the point of the spear.
My specialty.
Reporting for duty.
You have a plan.
Roughly.
100% of a plan.
Best part of plans. The rough part.
Okay, so we can create a diversion to try and slow down the ritual that Zuchtomoy is doing. We need somebody to go and, like, interface with Aramicus.
Okay. And that's something that we need to do?
I can send somebody to do it. If I go and do it, I'm not interfacing with my people to coordinate.
Makes sense.
This totally sounds like Jedi battle meditation.
Eh. Would you all be willing? Is Philo really cool now? Is he?
See, I mean, he seems to be.
Okay. From what I know,
he didn't want to come. We made him.
Yeah, we tried to communicate with you from Neverlight Grove, but you weren't letting him through, which wasn't surprising. So we figured, hey.
No, I wondered what was up with that, but
yeah, we kind of took care of a lot of that. There's a little bit of fire. It's fine.
Seems to me like what I did in restoring his mind at least broke portions of Zuchtomoy's spell. He still has connections and can feel Zuchtomoy. I don't know if you can, but...
No. As much as I can, I've kept me and mine out of the influence of Zuchtomoy. If you guys go near any that are controlled by her, you'll need to be careful because they will try and infect you.
We kind of already ran into that with, you know.
Yeah, I mean he tried the last time that Kira came to Neverlight Grove too, but. But you say he's better now.
I hold up my staff. I've made a couple of upgrades. That might help with any issues.
What's the name of the guy? Played Gomez Adams. John Astin?
Yeah.
Yeah. John Astin in Night Court. I feel much better now.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm picturing Philo now.
I mean, I don't think any of us would hesitate to do what needed to be done if we felt betrayed.
Yeah.
If that makes you feel any better.
No. So long as you vouch for him, I'll try reaching out and...
The only reason he's still alive is because of previous connections.
Vouch is a strong word.
Just kind of met the guy.
You vouch for the fact that you did the magic you think you needed to do to remove the affliction.
Does he get the sense that, like, Zuchtomoy can sense him?
Is that his response?
He had to re-poof.
He comes falling back over. Sorry, guys, I had to go poof.
It's a slow poof.
Goddamn, Wendy's chili, man.
It's tasty, though.
It is. Dip and fries in it, yeah. She may still have some sense of where he is, but the main connection to the main connection that was controlling him should be broken.
I just mean more like in the sort of Jedi sense of it, like would she know he's coming or in the area?
You know? She would have definitely felt the loss.
Oh, sister.
Okay.
She may know that he's coming, the same way that he can kind of tell where she is.
Yeah.
I'm really getting the pronouns all wrong here, but yeah. I'm not sure why I think of Basidia as a she and Philo as a he, but the only one of the Myconids or anything that has gender is Zuktamoy.
So when we get to Aramaicus, what exactly are we jacking into the Matrix and
kind of
having a philosophical debate with him?
I'm not sure what you're going to find when you get there, but yes.
Okay.
You will have to connect to him mentally.
Will he? Will it have free will against Zuktamoy, regardless of whether or not?
It depends on how far into the ritual she's gotten.
Well, sounds like the less we delay, the better.
Okay. Onwards and upwards. Ready to go?
Yep.
Join the march. You know, I rolled for random encounters and shit like that. I really don't want to do fights, but you see you're not the only ones in the caverns as you're traveling. You go through a spot where you feel the same sort of eyes on you that you felt when you were near Karazakar's lair.
Again, point and kind of do some raised fingers.
You know that to feel that, you have to be pretty close to a lair. But nothing comes and like hijacks the train or anything like that. You just know it's there.
Meaning like we feel as though a beholder's watching us?
Yep. The exact same sort of feeling.
Gotcha.
Is it one of those alarm beholders?
No.
So we ran into one or two of those.
You ran into one twice.
Are you carrying that sword that gives you an alarm?
Oh, no!
You don't have to have it in hand. You just have to have it on
allies.
I mean, it's
and be
on
attuned
me.
To it.
If that's what it says, she has really poor pronunciation.
Speaking of, did you see the trailer?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
People and things can't be...
Pretty excited.
Within 30 feet, I think, can't be surprised.
Yeah.
How about detect magic? Anybody got that?
I think so.
You're a wizard who doesn't have detect magic.
Said I think so. What I mean.
Best wizard ever.
Do you have to attune to the amulet for protection from fiends?
Never been a wizard.
No, it's a single-use type thing.
Then I would have a free attunement, but
I'm pretty sure it's a zero level spell.
It's a first level spell.
I have it.
I don't. I actually don't have it.
I did not take that.
Schroeder's got it too.
I mean, if you guys want to point me in a direction, I'll kill a beholder.
It's not on my list that I'd done for today.
All right, Trogdor, you're becoming my favorite party member.
Can't I technically... I have Dispel Magic, but can I technically... I can't remember. Can I technically cast any spell on either one of my lists, or do I have to actually prep them?
You have to prep it.
Okay.
You have so many spells prepared.
Gotcha.
And that's determined by your class.
Right.
You have so many cleric spells, so many wizard or druid spells.
Right, and then I've also got, based on my domain and my circle, I consistently always have certain spells prepared.
Correct.
Yeah. I have dispel magic. I don't have detect magic.
Are we still around the other folks?
Which other folks?
Like the mushroom folks?
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm going to ask them, like, do you guys know about a beholder here?
No, we've never been here before. But we feel it.
Hmm.
And they are continuing to march right on past it.
Would you like to burn a beholder?
I mean, I would, but...
Well, so we'll just go away from one of those.
Can you find one?
Do we...
Or do you want to go deal with the big bullshit and then come back and play with this?
Yeah, let's do that one.
What are you going to do?
We just got away from a beholder. Like, my dude doesn't want anything to do with beholders right now.
Make me
I don't know how long
check.
I was a slave for a beholder. just because we didn't establish that, long enough.
Anybody who is trained in, is proficient in religion, can give me a roll.
Probably unlikely.
Nope. Religion?
11.
Where the hell is religion?
That's high enough.
I rolled a 3.
This does feel subtly different. Especially with your, what's it called? Your domain. Your grave domain.
Oh, okay.
There's undead involved in this.
Hmm. Not like reanimated spore people, but undead. Undead.
No, in the feeling that you're getting being close to the Beholder's Lair, there's undead tied to it.
Cody, is an undead beholder a thing?
Cody knows. Should Cody talk about it, or should Kira talk about it?
You can make me an arcana check.
If Cody knows, Kira knows, for fuck's sake.
That's not always the case.
It is.
In fairness, that's not always
the case. It is the case.
Then why do we make these rolls?
If Kira knows what Cody knows, I argue I can cleave, Jeff.
You can also make a reflex save.
Yes, you should be able to.
Not in this game.
What roll did you want me to make?
Would I be able to also make an Arcana roll based off
Sure.
of...
Arcana?
Arcana. 18.
You also would have had them have to make fort or die saves.
Yes.
Which was really cool.
What did we get on Arcana checks?
Oh, sorry.
17.
We were arguing something else. Was I supposed 18. To roll that?
Sure. You guys are discussing all this. I said 18?
Nat 20. I'll take a
Nat
card, 20?
Please.
28 total. That matters.
That is plenty.
Right out of my tiny arm reach.
You know that a death tyrant is absolutely a thing.
I thought we had talked about it.
What's a death tyrant? It's literally an undead.
An undead beholder.
Because if it's the one thing, if it's one thing that D&D does is creates a big scary thing, then creates a dead version of it that's lich-like and even more scary.
Yeah.
So we want to pass right now.
Pussies.
Well, I mean, at
yes,
least
fighting two demon lords is a much better option.
I pull out both axes.
The demon lords are a necessity. This thing may or may
this
not
is,
be.
This is S's and G's, man.
All right, we'll go fight the demon lords then. It's a warm-up.
I mean, so, I'm sure it would be nice to have the turn undead ability, this spell prepared.
You might want to read how that works for you.
Yeah.
That is not going to be the one-shot kill that you think it is.
I didn't think it was a one-shot
kill. Are we still traveling together, or are we headed
yes.
somewhere different than they're heading for our menage a fungus?
They will split off eventually, and Basidia will take you indirectly.
Okay.
Menage a fungus. Yeah, let's go do that thing. I'm down with doing that. Let's stop the Demon Lord incursion first. Did you just hurt your shoulder drinking a Coke?
My shoulder has not stopped hurting for over a month.
Drink with the other shoulder.
Are you left-handed?
No. I was just trying to not hit the mic, so I went left-handed.
Well, tell me, and I'll put the arm on the other side.
That's what I get for trying to be quiet.
Why are you trying to be quiet?
That one made my hands, because I didn't want to hit the microphone or the stand or anything.
Gotcha.
Would you like me to get you a straw?
Yeah, a really big one. A crazy straw that lights up.
Okay.
Goes, I don't know if you
No,
have
we
one
need the quiet one.
Oh, right. The quiet one that mm-hmm. goes.
I'll get
I don't know why I cannot fucking wake up tonight. I have no idea why.
So turn undead isn't
you haven't worked all week.
Turn undead isn't a spell.
That's why I don't understand it.
No, it's an ability of the cleric.
And it has to do, as long as it has a change from 3, it has to do with how many hit die of the
monster.
That's
destroy undead. Turn undead works no matter what, so long as they fail a wisdom save.
Wisdom save?
Yes, or will save.
Which one?
I'm good either way.
Okay.
I know what you mean either way, so I'm good.
I hit the crab for massive damage.
Oh,
Jeff.
Turn undead's literally divine domain.
No, it's cleric. All clerics have...
It's just an ability.
It's under your channel divinity.
It's under channel divinity under the divine domain.
Nope, turn undead. Up, right there.
Yeah, channel divinity?
Yes, everybody has... Every domain has a different channel divinity.
Gotcha.
Right there is what you want to read.
Gotcha. Okay.
Can we just go kill the thing?
Yep.
Let's go do that.
Yeah, you guys march on for a time. I'm not even messing with days.
Head to the Winchester.
If we're all blow up
for pint.
Is destroy undead actually a spell?
No. It was literally two paragraphs down from what you just said.
It's a part of channel divinity.
Gotcha.
But it only affects really low-level undead. Y'all travel on for a while. Ertland, this is one of the most majestic and breathtaking places you've ever been.
Right.
Eventually, Basidi tells you that her troops are going to split off. Zuktamoy is that way, trying to set up her ritual. She's going to lead you a little further this way, and you guys are going to be on your own. Do you want me to set a guard around you? Does one of you want to stay behind and guard the rest? What do you want to do?
You have an alarm sword that goes out 30 feet. That's one thing that does help. But if we need people out further...
I'm not attuning to a weapon I can't use. I don't care enough about it.
Anybody who goes to commune with Aramicus, they're going to be completely helpless. Their physical bodies are going to be completely helpless. Your alarm sword is not going to do a damn thing to break you out of this if something comes across your body.
Well, how many people need to commune in order to get the job done?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're going to have to do when you get in there.
Why don't you read the book?
One or two of you can stay and protect the others while they go in. I can set NPC guards around you, and we can see what happens. Or you can just go.
Well, send mushroom boy here and the mushroom, and I don't know. Send the wizard for funsies. Trogdor and I got your back.
Out of the horde of Myconids that are marching. A smaller one, not as small as Kira remembers him, but a smaller Myconid marches out with a spear and like Zirkwood lattice armor on and shit like that, and thumps the spear down, and it's Rumpadump.
What's up, homie?
And Basidia says this one offers to stand guard.
Sweet.
Rumpadump was part of the group of slaves, right? Or what's he from?
Stool was the original Myconid.
Gotcha.
You found Rumpadump while you were in Gracklestug.
R.I.P.
Yeah, Stool went down.
Yeah. All right, cool.
So is the assumption that I'm the one that has to commune with just anybody who gets to wherever we need to be going?
Yep.
Okay.
You literally have shrooms on your shell. You got it.
I know, but I'm like...
It all depends on you. The future of Faerun literally depends on you.
The future is now.
Good luck.
Do you want me to send NPCs in to guard you? What do you want to do? Fuck it and go.
Absolutely. We use our talents. My talent is probably not going to be philosophically convincing fungus to not love another fungus.
Well, that's what I'm trying to... I'm thinking, like, do we need people... Are characters of higher intelligence...
Basidia will say no, this has nothing to do with intelligence.
I'm just, because we're mentally bonding.
I know. Well,
since it's a psychic thing, that's what I'm thinking, like, would intelligence be a fact, like, not actual, like...
No, I know.
You said Basidia doesn't really know either, 100%.
She doesn't know what you're going to face once you're in there. But...
By what you're talking about mentally face while we're inside... Communicate, like, I'm trying to envision, and so in my head there's like a doorway, and then the people that are going in to talk with Aramicus go in the doorway while everybody else is standing outside of it guarding it. Like,
yep.
Is that entirely off base? And then the people on the inside, their bodies are like helpless, and we're hoping there's nothing in there, or do they need to go with us and actually protect our physical bodies?
That sounds more like what she's describing.
The latter half. Where
you are going to be plugged into the Matrix,
right.
And your body is going to be laying there.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you concerned I'm not intelligent enough?
No. Not you necessarily. I am. I'm trying to min-max.
Not your character.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would assume that either of you are highly intelligent people, or at least should be by your character.
It's not split hairs.
That one should be.
I said should be for a reason.
It is my highest stat.
Well, if that's the case, we'll just, yeah, we'll send the two of you. I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah, wizard, duh. So, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two of you and fucking Philo.
No, Philo's not going.
What?
What do we need him for?
The guy that we don't necessarily 100% trust?
Yeah.
You cured him. It's your spell.
I cut him down. I don't trust Jeff. I trust Philo. Not Jeff. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we do all that,
you two and Philo jump into the Fung Matrix and Matrungus.
The mycelial network.
Yeah, the fungus matrix.
Yeah.
That's the next Matrix movie.
Oh, okay.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes. Tidal waves when it's your time to leave.